Jennifer's got to leave at 6.
Yes, I ran all the way here.
This meeting is called to order. We're going to start at the bottom and work back up to the top. So we're starting with request for extension of temporary appointment administrative assistant Julie Steffens.
Thank you, Chair Summers. This is Rodney Croston, human resource analyst, will present this for you with the managers as well.
Good evening, Chair Summers, members of the board. I'm Rodney Croston, human resources analyst, and this is Joe Telez, the supervisor. He's here in case you have any questions. We're here to request an extension of temporary appointment for Julie Steffens. She was a permanent office assistant from 2009 to 2012. She was laid off from her permanent position. She was able to continue employment through 2013 in a project status. Since her employment ended, though, she's continued to apply and get on lists. She's currently on eligible lists and reachable for financial assistant and administrative assistant. And she was hired in a temporary capacity financial assistant at the Power T&D section while an employee was on maternity leave. When that employee came back, there was another employee in the UTS section of Tacoma Power that was going out on maternity leave, and so she was selected for that temporary appointment as well. Now that temporary appointment is ending, and Power UTS is forming a new work group, and they have a need for a temporary administrative assistant. Julie's on that list. It's a completely different position than the two temp positions she's held currently, but the rules require that we come to the Civil Service Board for approval to continue her temporary employment beyond 2,080 hours.
Madam Chair.
I hear a motion.
I'd like to move to request to approve the extension of temporary appointment administrative assistant Julie Steffens.
I hear a second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Moving on to the next item, request of waiver of competitive exam energy conservation program coordinator Sarah Bowles.
We did a recruitment in 2015 for an energy conservation program coordinator. Sarah was certified, interviewed, and selected for a temporary position from that eligible list.
Congratulations, Julie.
Thank you. Sorry. That's okay. Sarah worked for 1 year in that temporary employment, and the position has now become permanent. But unfortunately, the list she was hired on was a one-year list, and it is expired. So we're requesting a waiver of competitive exam to permanently appoint her. She would have been eligible for permanent appointment if the list was still valid, but it expired before we could realize that the position was going to become permanent.
Do I hear a motion?
Madam Chair.
Heller.
Request to approve the waiver of competitive exam for Energy Conservation Program Coordinator Sarah Bowles.
Do I hear a second? Second. Any opposed? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Moving on to the next item, request for waiver for competitive exam, firefighter paramedic Chris Wood and Mandy
Jocks.
Ha. Human resource analyst.
Amy was trying to give me a mispronounce this.
Looks like Jakes to me.
Chair Summers, hello. Chair Summers, members of the board, my name is Teresa Dent from the Human Resources Department. And with me this evening is Mike Newhouse. He is the medical services officer for the fire department. We are here this evening to request a waiver of competitive examination under Tacoma Municipal Code 124570 for the position of paramedic. Sorry, I'm a little short. Not really tall enough for that. All right. So let's begin.
Are there any questions from board members?
None, Madam
Chair.
Hearing
none, can I hear a motion?
I would request to approve the waiver of competitive exam for firefighter paramedic Chris Woods and Mandy Jocks.
What she said.
Second. And I got a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much.
Human Resource Director report and request. Has everybody read the report by our director? Are there any questions? Hearing none, moving back to item number 6, Civil Service Board Coordinator Report. Hearing none. Considerations of matters set for public hearings. Hearing none. Actions on matters still pending. Hearing none. Communications. Ms. Jennifer, you're up.
Thank you. The board has probably had an opportunity to review the request from Ms. Roos. Requesting an appeal of the regarding her test, and I had an opportunity to review this. This does not meet the board's jurisdiction. The board has, in sum, she disagreed with how the materials were organized, and it created a time crunch for her. She did not request any kind of accommodation. She's asking that this board grant an appeal and give her an opportunity to retest. That is beyond the scope of this board's jurisdiction. It's also not with a remedy that this board could fashion. An appeal is defined. You are familiar with the definition of appeal. This is not a disciplinary action or a disciplinary reduction in rank or pay. This is not a complaint. A complaint is defined as a claim relating to a condition of employment. Traditional conditions of employment are they relate to duties, responsibility, hours of work, leave, wages, things of that materially and substantially impact.
Stop being a troublemaker.
Impact employment. So this would not meet the definition of a complaint. She has not identified a specific personnel rule. So there's nothing that is in controversy there. Not intending any disrespect towards her concerns, but this is simply not within the board's jurisdiction. And so I advise Wendy of that, my understanding is we wanted to at least advise the board of that so that the letter could go out under the board's authority apprising her of that. And my understanding is that they may be still trying to determine whether this can be resolved with HR. I don't know, but it is not within the scope of this board's authority to act.
The main question before this board is that Wendy has in the past sent out the letters letting people know that their complaints will not be heard, and the question was it should probably come from the board. How does the board feel about Wendy continuing to do that, or should the board have Wendy compose a letter and I will sign it?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Board Member Sexton.
I am not up to speed on this, and I would, are we going to meet at our regular meeting in July?
Well, when is our
July 19th?
No, our regular
meeting.
But you had mentioned something about changing the meeting date because of the holiday. So
correct.
That's something that, and we did schedule the hearing for the 19th, so you have the option of doing the meeting and the appeal all at the same time on the 19th, but I need your direction on that before we decide when.
And if I may, on the 7th, as you're aware, I am out of state, and my understanding was that the regular meeting would be heard on the 19th at the same time as the appeal, so I canceled coverage. So if I need to get somebody in to cover the 7th, please advise. Hmm.
Oh, I would, no.
My understanding was that we were still having the regular meeting, but maybe that's changed.
It is.
Well,
under my direction. Want to question that?
Madam Chair, could we take this issue up on the 19th?
I have one question. And the question is,
I thought mine was a good question.
It is. Well, you know, I'm thinking what I need to hear better.
Please.
What your concerns are, so that I know what we're taking up. Because this is just a matter of communications and information.
Let's see what Amy has to say.
Well, my quick clarifying question is, I heard and completely get everything about the appeal. Mm-hmm. But to me, this was filed on the complaint form.
It's the only form we have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So she wasn't intending to file it as a complaint. She was intending to file it as an appeal.
Well, I think that the ordinance even requires they have to do it on that form. It is what it is. I mean, that's something that we can certainly.
Because we used to have two forms.
Yeah.
I know that's come up before.
Right, because they filled out the wrong form. I think we changed it at some point because we have people always filling out the wrong
form. From a legal standpoint, whatever form it's on, it's. From my standpoint, it is not within the board's
jurisdiction,
regardless of the form. And I think the HR director wishes to address the board.
Yes.
So, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board, I would like you to know that I did speak with Ms. Ruth. She set up an appointment, and we had a very good conversation, and she had some very good feedback about the testing process. So I felt it was a respectful, professional conversation, and I explained also the process so that she was aware of the overall process. I did not speak on behalf of the board, but I want you to know that I spent a good meeting time to hear her feedback, because these processes are important to make sure that we run good processes for testing. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, and again, having read the letter, I don't see that how it rose to the level of complaint either. Mm. But if the board feels like it did for some reason.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Board Member Sexton?
If the majority of the board felt strongly that way, I would go along.
I'm only a board member.
I see head shaking.
My personal perspective is the board doesn't have the authority to ask for a retest under these kind of situations. So I, you know, whatever you're calling it, even under a complaint, our decision would only be advisory, and there would be no requirement of a retest under a complaint. And I agree with certainly not meeting the threshold for the appeal. So I think we're splitting hairs at this point. But if there's somebody
I would suggest that in the future we have a meeting to go over complaints and appeals again, the form and the process, and what comes before us and how. So if you could please schedule a study session for that, maybe in September.
Sure.
Does that address your concerns?
I suppose.
And we can use this as an example.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
Okay. Moving backwards. Approval of minutes. Do I hear a motion? Dan?
So moved.
Amy? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And we are called to order and we are adjourned.
I love that.
and my apologies to the people in the crosswalk.
Thank you.
How's Mr. Kirby?
He's better. Did you hear what he did to me, Dan?
No.
Here, I nursed him back to health after the surgery.